Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Lift your hands.
Levez les mains.
I fix my eyes on you, the author of my faith, casting aside every sin and every weight.
I fix my eyes
on you. Lay my burdens down,
letting the cares of this world
now fade away.
One thing I ask. And look to him to fill you
à Jésus
and give you what you don't have.
Pour qu'il vous donne, don't
I fix
vous
my
avez
eyes
besoin.
On you, Lord.
I fix my eyes on you.
The author of my faith.
The author of my
the one who called me to the ministry.
Casting aside every sin and every way.
Come on, lift your hand. I fix my eyes on you, Jesus. Come on.
I see that I may dwell in your house, O Lord, my King.
mightily.
Merci,
in this
Père.
Powerful season, Lord. We give you praise.
Nous te louons.
We give you thanks.
Nous t'adorons. Nous te disons
in Jesus' name, amen.
Au nom de Jésus, amen.
You may be seated. Manifestations of the spirit of wisdom.
Les manifestations de l'esprit de sagesse.
Manifestations of the spirit of wisdom.
Les manifestations de l'esprit de sagesse.
Now, Isaiah 11.
Isaïe 11.
Verse 2. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom. Amen.
L'esprit de l'Éternel reposera sur lui, esprit de sagesse.
The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom.
Esprit de l'Éternel se reposera sur lui, esprit de sagesse.
That's what the Bible says.
C'est ce que la Bible
dit. The spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the spirit of wisdom.
L'esprit de l'Éternel reposera sur lui, esprit de sagesse.
And understanding.
Et d'intelligence.
Amen.
Amen.
The spirit of counsel,
esprit de conseil,
and the spirit of might,
et de force,
and the spirit of knowledge,
esprit de connaissance,
and of the fear of the Lord,
et de crainte de l'Éternel,
and shall make him of quick understanding. Quickly, you understand quickly.
Il va vite comprendre les choses.
God is making you to understand things quickly.
Dieu fera de sorte que vous compreniez vite les choses.
Now, the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
L'onction du Saint-Esprit.
I want you to get some oil this afternoon. Or before we close, we are going to just have an anointing service. But how we are going to do it is that. How we are going to do it is that we just put a drop of oil on your head. We can't come forward. There are too many for something like that. So. If you just have a bit of oil, you can borrow from your friend, and then you put the oil on your forehead, and we just pray.
Ce Amen. Soir, avant de clôturer,
and you are going to go out of this place anointed.
Tu vas quitter ici loin, donc tout le monde va chercher un peu d'huile. Nous sommes trop nombreux de venir devant, donc nous allons mettre ça nous-mêmes sur le front, et l'évêque va prier pour nous.
The Bible says. Oil to make your face shine.
L'huile pour faire briller ta face.
You'll be shining from today.
Tu vas briller à partir d'aujourd'hui.
Amen.
Amen.
If you are listening by radio, television, you can get some oil also. We'll pray. And the prayers you believe in are the prayers that will be answered.
Et si tu écoutes à la radio, tu suis à la télé, tu peux croire aussi, ce que tu crois arrivera.
The anointing of the Holy Spirit. I have here four or five different books on that. Catch the anointing.
J'ai quatre livres sur l'onction.
The sweet influences of the anointing.
Les douces influences de l'onction.
Steps to the anointing.
Étapes menant à l'onction.
And the anointed and his anointing.
L'oint et son onction.
Where is that one? The anointed and his anointing. Which is not part of the Makarios.
Et cela ne fait pas partie du Makarios.
The reason that it's not part of the Makarios is because it was published after the Makarios. Not that we wanted to separate it. And there are some other books that will be coming out shortly after this conference. They will be published.
Ce livre it's also a not été part of the publié Makarios. Après la so, sortie du Makarios. Et il y a d'autres livres qui vont sortir.
It's not that we didn't want to add it.
On n'a pas, c'est pas qu'on n'a pas voulu l'ajouter.
It depends on when a book is published. Amen. So I'm sure one day we will have another type of Makarios again.
Un jour, il y aura une différente sorte de Makarios.
Amen. God is giving a library of books for ministers to eat and shine. Hallelujah.
Dieu donne aux ministres une bibliothèque de livres pour qu'il brille.
The anointed and his anointing.
Loin et son onction.
Wow. Now, the anointing is something that you must also believe that is a spirit of wisdom.
Tu dois aussi croire que l'onction est un esprit de sagesse.
Until you tend to believe in that the anointing is a spirit of wisdom and the spirit of knowledge and the spirit of understanding, all of these things which have to do with how you think and what you know, you will not really be able to relate with the anointing.
Si tu n'acceptes pas que la sagesse concerne tout, l'esprit de sagesse, esprit de connaissance et autres, vous n'allez pas comprendre l'importance de la sagesse.
So even though we've been sharing about the about what wisdom can do and the wisdom for church planting, now I want us to look at wisdom and think of wisdom as a spirit.
Je veux qu'on regarde la sagesse comme étant un esprit.
Amen. And also think of wisdom as an anointing.
Et regarde la sagesse comme l'onction.
Amen.
Amen.
So if wisdom is a spirit of wisdom, then it means that when you lack the anointing, you lack wisdom.
Donc si l'esprit de la sagesse est un esprit, si tu n'as pas l'onction, tu n'as pas la sagesse.
It means when you lack the anointing, you lack knowledge.
Quand tu n'as pas d'onction, tu n'as pas la connaissance.
Because the spirit of the Lord is made up of the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge. So when you lack anointing, you lack understanding.
Quand tu n'as pas d'onction, tu n'as pas de compréhension.
And when you lack the anointing, you lack counsel or advice. You are devoid of advice.
Quand tu n'as pas d'onction, tu n'as pas le conseil.
Today is the last day that you lack advice in your life.
C'est le dernier jour où tu vas manquer de conseils dans ta vie.
Yeah. When you lack anointing, you lack understanding of issues.
Quand tu n'as pas d'onction, tu ne peux pas comprendre les choses.
When you lack anointing, it's not that you lack oil, olive oil on your head.
Quand tu n'as pas d'onction, ce n'est pas une manque d'huile sur ta tête.
The oil is symbolic of the real anointing. If oil, physical oil, was the anointing, then it means the anointing is used to fry fish.
Si l'huile était l'onction, donc c'est l'onction qu'on utilise pour faire griller les poissons.
It means the anointing is used to fry chicken.
C'est l'onction qu'on utilise pour faire griller les poulets.
How can the anointing be used to fry chicken?
Comment est-ce que tu peux griller le poulet avec l'onction?
The anointing is not oil.
L'onction n'est pas l'huile.
But so much so. You see, some people need something physical to help them to even believe. Like if you say receive, you should receive, it's enough. But some people would, they need you to touch them.
Si on dit reçoit, ça devrait être suffisant, mais il y a des gens qui veulent le toucher.
Some people need oil on the head.
Il y a des gens qui ont besoin d'avoir l'huile sur la tête.
Some people need, Jesus wouldn't even come to your house. You say, he's healed in the house, go.
Certaines personnes, Jésus n'avait même pas besoin de venir chez eux pour guérir.
So the anointing oil, like the book Bible says in James, if anyone is sick, which means if anyone is deficient in any sick in your mind, sick in your body, sick in your soul, sick in your emotions, let him call and let them anoint him with oil and pray over him, and the prayer will work.
La Bible
prayers will work for you today.
La Bible dit si quelqu'un est malade, qu'il appelle les anciens, ils vont les oindre d'huile et ils vont prier pour eux.
When you lack anointing, you lack knowledge.
Quand vous manquez d'onction, vous manquez de connaissances.
Like there are a lot of things you don't know.
Il y a beaucoup de choses que vous ne connaissez pas.
When you are anointed,
quand vous êtes oint,
you know a lot of things.
Vous connaissez beaucoup de choses.
And when you don't know,
si vous ne connaissez
you are not
pas,
anointed.
Vous n'êtes pas oint.
Knowledge is not the only thing.
Mais la connaissance n'est pas la seule
it
chose.
It goes with wisdom.
Ça va avec la sagesse.
How to use it. So when you are anointed, you know how to use knowledge. You know how to use what you receive at the conference. When you are anointed, you know how to use what you learn.
Quand tu es oint, tu sauras comment utiliser la connaissance que tu as acquis pendant la conférence.
When you are anointed, you have counsel. That is one of the spirits, the spirit of counsel.
L'esprit de conseil fait partie de l'esprit de l'Éternel.
Counsel is advice, like a word. Do this.
Le conseil, c'est dire à quelqu'un ce qu'il faut faire.
Yes. Do this now.
Fais ceci maintenant.
Amen. And when you are anointed, those bits come to you.
Et quand, lorsque tu es oint, tu peux facilement comprendre ces choses.
Because you can know a lot of things, but you just need a word. Do this. And it will just change the direction of your whole life.
Tu peux connaître beaucoup de choses, mais si quelqu'un te donne la direction, fais ceci, ça peut changer la direction de toute ta vie.
My decision to go to Korea for the conference of church growth, it's not part of the things I studied in school. It's not knowledge. It's neither is it wisdom or... when I study wisdom, I don't see Korea. The advice to go to Korea, with the Holy Spirit advised me to go to Korea. Just that, go to Korea and go to the conference, was what we call the spirit of counsel, advice.
C'est le Saint-Esprit qui m'a conseillé d'aller en Corée. C'était pas quelque chose que j'avais appris à l'école. C'est l'esprit de conseil.
You are receiving counsel today.
Tu reçois le conseil aujourd'hui.
When nobody can advise you,
lorsque personne ne peut te conseiller,
it means you have a block to the anointing. You block anointing. So people don't talk. People don't talk about you again.
Ça veut dire que tu as empêché, tu as bloqué l'onction et les gens ne peuvent plus te conseiller.
Yes. Yeah. You lack anointing. When you lack counsel, advice, do this, you lack anointing.
Tu manques l'onction si tu n'as pas de conseil et de direction pour ta vie.
When you can't ask for advice and no one can advise you and you can't ask, you lack the ability to ask for anointing. Asking for counsel is asking for anointing.
Demander conseil, c'est demander l'onction. Et ta manque de cette capacité, c'est une manque d'onction.
Amen.
Amen.
Or is it not in the Bible?
Ou ce n'est pas dans la Bible?
Is it there or is it not there?
Est-ce que c'est là ou pas là?
The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of understanding. Now, one of the reasons why we don't understand things is because of a lack of broad-mindedness.
Une raison pour laquelle nous ne comprenons pas des choses, c'est parce que nous n'avons pas un esprit large.
Narrow-mindedness makes you not to understand. Like if somebody, if I come and stand over you now and I'm preaching, then I'm talking to you and I'm speaking like this. When you haven't seen it before, you may think that I'm using you as a bad example or I'm disgracing you.
Si.
This is somebody who lacks understanding. He immediately interprets, even it's because I love you that I'm even standing here. And I feel you have understanding that you not think that I'm embarrassing you. Am I embarrassing you?
Si tu es étroit d'esprit, tu ne vas même pas comprendre le fait de me mettre devant toi pour parler. Tu vas prendre ça comme si je suis en train de t'attaquer, mais c'est un signe d'amour en fait, si je me mets devant toi pour parler.
But in your church,
mais dans ton église,
or the churches you've been going to, the pastor stands behind the pulpit all the time. So, what you understand for a good pastor is somebody who stays there and stands behind the pulpit, like Yonggi Cho, doesn't move at all. Stands where he stands, and he speaks from there, never moves. So, if this is the only style you've seen, you are not broad-minded. So, at any variation, you'll be offended. You don't understand it. So when you haven't seen many things, and when you don't know many options, when you haven't seen different ways of doing things, you easily get offended. Something small comes up and says, how can you, how dare you? How dare you come and stand? And how dare you speak? How dare you point in my direction? Can't you know that the cameras are following your fingers?
Si tu n'as pas un large esprit, tu ne vas pas comprendre quand les choses se passent différemment de ce dont tu es habitué. Par exemple, tu n'es pas habitué à quelqu'un qui se promène pour prêcher. Tu es habitué à quelqu'un qui reste derrière la chair. Et tu es facilement offensé par ce qui est nouveau.
Amen.
Amen.
We had a crusade in a certain country whose name begins with S.
On a fait une croisade dans un pays dont le nom commence avec un S.
Our crusade director was met with some pastors, was talking with them, and as he was speaking, one of the pastors in the congregation, the preparation for the crusade, one of the pastors stood up and said, don't wave your hand. Don't wave your hand like that. Don't talk to us like that.
Pendant la préparation pour la croisade, un pasteur s'est levé et il a crié sur le directeur. Il dit, ne nous parle pas comme ça. Ne balance pas la main comme ça.
You can't come from West Africa and speak like that to us.
Tu peux pas venir de l'Afrique de l'Ouest et nous parler comme ça.
All our crusade directors, at the end of the crusade, always the pastors are so happy to have met such people, and they are good guys.
Les directeurs de croisade sont des bons gars et les pasteurs sont souvent contents de les voir.
When you haven't seen many things,
et si tu n'as pas vu beaucoup de choses,
yes, you've not been exposed to.
Tu n'as pas été exposé à beaucoup de choses.
You only know one thing.
Tu connais une seule chose.
Don't talk to us. You can't come from your country. Speak to us. You can't just talk to us. You can't.
Tu peux pas nous parler comme ça?
It's important for you to know something about animals, stars, geography, history. That's why you're not allowed to be a president before you are 40. By the time you are 20, you only know so much.
Il est important de connaître un peu sur tout, les étoiles, tout. Sinon, c'est la raison pour laquelle on ne permet pas aux jeunes de devenir président. Il faut avoir au moins 40 ans.
There are many ways of doing church work.
Il y a plusieurs manières de faire le travail d'église.
When you lack broadness, you lack anointing.
Et si tu n'as pas une largeur d'esprit, tu n'as pas l'onction.
You are a dangerous person to relate with because, you see, I'm pointing with you like this. You see, you may think I'm talking. You see, I'm not conscious of that, but you may not think. What? How do you point at me and say you are a dangerous person to relate with? I'm so sorry. Forgive me.
Tu peux être offensé parce que je te indexe et je dis tu peux devenir quelqu'un de dangereux. Je ne suis même pas conscient de ce que je fais.
God is broadening you.
Amen. Dieu est en train de te donner un largeur d'esprit.
Some of you have never seen a conference where there's one person speaking. Like I'm the speaker.
Il y a certaines personnes qui n'ont jamais assisté à une
conférence. I'm the speaker for this conference.
Où il y a un seul orateur.
Yeah. And the reason why I'm the speaker for the conference is because, you know, when I started going to Kenneth Hagin's Winter Bible Seminar, I realized that, look, we were going to Winter Bible Seminar because we wanted to listen to Kenneth Hagin preaching.
Et quand j'ai commencé à assister aux conférences de Kenneth Hagin, on allait parce qu'on voulait écouter Kenneth Hagin.
And that was the conference where he was the only speaker.
Et c'était la conférence où lui seul parlait.
I learned it from there.
J'ai appris ça de lui.
And I realized from my experience, I realized that that's what I wanted.
Et j'ai remarqué que c'est ce que moi je voulais.
I wasn't going there to be a speaker, but I was going there. I wanted him to preach as much as possible, and I wanted to be there.
Je n'allais pas pour être orateur, mais je
but
voulais
you haven't seen some before,
maximum. Mais toi, tu n'as jamais assisté à une telle conférence.
You may be sitting there wondering, well, what about where are the guest speakers? What?
Tu es là assis, peut-être tu dis, mais où sont les autres orateurs?
You haven't seen one before. That is why you are saying what you are saying.
Tu n'as jamais expérimenté ça, c'est pourquoi tu parles comme ça.
The host and the guests.
L'hôte et les invités.
Wow. I need you to go to America, Japan, Korea, Sierra Leone, Liberia. You know, before a bishop in our church is made a bishop, he has to go to all these places. You have to see more. You can't just be in your village and be a bishop of the village.
Avant de devenir évêque dans notre église, il faut connaître beaucoup de choses. Il faut voyager dans différents pays, être exposé à beaucoup de choses. Pas seulement rester au village et devenir évêque.
You have to go to America.
Il faut aller aux États-Unis.
Otherwise, you sit in your village and be insulting America. Say, those people in America, they don't know that. Look.
Sinon, tu seras.
They are also doing something in America.
Tu vas être au village et insulter ceux qui sont aux États-Unis.
Amen. So when you lack broadness, you lack understanding, you lack anointing, I'm telling you, you lack it.
Si tu manques d'intelligence, de connaissance, de largeur d'esprit, tu manques l'onction aussi.
I'm going to Brazil in a few weeks' time to speak. Come to Brazil, it will help you. I see you in Brazil.
J'irai au Brésil bientôt. Il faut venir. Ça va vous aider.
Yes. Why not? It broadens your eyes.
Ça va élargir vos yeux.
You don't know. Do you know Latin America? Look, I went to a conference in South America for the first time. When you arrive, you don't know who is speaking. You don't know anything.
Une fois, je suis allé à une conférence en Afrique.
Quel programme?
Amérique latine. Tu ne connais pas le programme. Tu ne sais pas qui va parler.
They invite you if you come. It's great.
Ils t'invitent si tu viens, c'est bien.
You will be in your room when they call you that you are speaking at 9:00.
Tu seras dans ta chambre. Ils vont t'appeler à 9:00 pour dire que tu parles maintenant.
Fantastic.
C'est fantastique.
It's a broadness. I learned it there, and then that church, they never close from when they start in the morning. It's continual. There's never a break.
Dans cette église,
if people just go and come as the program is going on from morning till evening. Unlike how we take breaks here, there's no break. It's just because you yourself take your own break when you need a break. So it's in and out, in and out.
À cette conférence, il n'y avait pas de pause. C'est toi-même qui prends ta propre pause. Ça commence le matin, ça continue.
Yeah.
Il n'y a pas de fin.
Recently, I went to the church. They have modernized the church. And then they had a big clock, and the pastor was joking with me. He said, you know, we have now replaced the Holy Spirit with a clock.
Et récemment, j'ai visité l'église et toutes les choses ont changé. Le pasteur blaguait, il me disait, on a maintenant remplacé le Saint-Esprit avec l'horloge.
Because now they have a big clock in the church. You have to follow time. At first, you don't follow time.
Avant,
says, now the Holy Spirit has been replaced with a clock.
Avant, ils ne suivaient pas l'horloge, mais maintenant, ils ont placé un gros horloge devant la foule et ici.
You will step on all five continents in your life.
Tu vas visiter tous les cinq continents.
Including Togo.
Y compris le Togo.
Including Togo.
Y compris le Togo.
Including Benin.
Y compris le Bénin.
And Sierra Leone.
Et la Sierra
Leone. And Liberia.
Liberia.
And Senegal. And Guinea. And Mali.
Et le Mali.
And Guinea-Bissau.
Guinea-Bissau.
And Niger.
Et Niger.
And Cameroon.
Et Cameroon.
You'll be there.
Tu iras.
And America.
Et aux États-Unis.
Australia.
Australie.
Oh yes.
Oui.
Oh yes. You are going all over the world.
Tu vas voyager partout.
Broad.
Largeur.
Broad.
Largeur.
Broad.
Largeur.
Broad.
Largeur.
Broad.
Largeur.
Broad. Some of you have not seen a church which starts in the morning on Sunday and closes in the night.
Certaines personnes...
Come to Lighthouse, you see, when we come in the morning, whether it is America, Toronto, it is Ghana, Nigeria, when we go in the morning, we come in the evening.
Si tu n'as jamais assisté à un
You've not seen some before.
À une église où les gens sont à l'église depuis le matin jusqu'au soir, il faut visiter les églises de Lighthouse partout dans le monde.
We don't have family lunch on Sunday afternoons.
Nous, le dimanche, on n'a pas de repas en famille dimanche après-midi.
But the reason is you haven't been to Korea. That's why you haven't seen some before.
La raison, c'est parce que tu n'as pas visité la Corée. C'est pourquoi tu ne connais pas ça.
Korea, we start in the morning, Sunday morning, 6:30.
En Corée, il commence à 6h30 le matin.
Till almost midnight, the church is active.
Jusqu'à minuit presque.
Services, meetings.
Groups, réunions,
offices are open, everything fully working.
Les bureaux sont en train de travailler
till almost midnight.
Jusqu'à presque minuit.
Monday, there's nobody there.
Lundi, il y a personne.
Only security guards on Monday. You haven't been. That is why it sounds strange to you that somebody will go to church in the morning. Say, hey, that church, then they go in the morning, they come in the evening. It's true.
Tu n'as pas visité, c'est pourquoi tu dis, hey, cette église, ils vont le matin, ils rentrent le soir. Oui, c'est vrai.
Yes. When you lack broadness, you lack anointing.
Quand tu manques une largeur d'esprit, tu manques l'onction.
When you lack knowledge, you lack anointing.
Quand tu manques d'intelligence, tu manques l'onction.
And when you lack the fear of the Lord, you lack anointing.
Et quand tu n'as pas la crainte de l'Éternel, tu n'as pas l'onction.
The spirit of the fear of the Lord is an essential part of the anointing.
L'esprit de crainte de l'Éternel fait une grande partie de l'onction.
Yeah. Those who discovered the planets and Jupiter, they are actually discovering a couple of new planets they haven't seen before. All those people, they don't have the fear of God. So when they discover, they say, you know, the planet came together by some explosion and please.
Les scientifiques qui découvrent les différentes planètes, ils n'ont pas la crainte de l'Éternel. C'est pourquoi ils expliquent la création par le Big Bang.
Today, God is anointing all the people that are here.
Aujourd'hui, Dieu oint tout le monde
with
ici.
The spirit of wisdom,
avec l'esprit de sagesse,
spirit of knowledge,
esprit de connaissance,
spirit of understanding,
esprit d'intelligence,
spirit of counsel,
esprit de conseil,
spirit of the fear of the Lord,
esprit de
and the spirit of might,
et l'esprit de force.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Sit down.
Asseyez-vous.
This is what you need to build 1,000 churches.
Et c'est ce dont tu as besoin pour construire tes 1,000 églises.
Manifestations of divine, the spirit of wisdom. Number one, promotion.
Les manifestations dont numéro un, c'est la promotion.
Exalt her and she, talking about wisdom, she shall promote thee.
Parlant de la sagesse, exalte-la et elle te élèvera.
You are going to experience promotion because of the spirit of wisdom that is in
you. Tu seras élevé à cause de l'esprit de sagesse.
If you can learn how to implement the wonderful things we are teaching here and the things in the Makarios,
si tu peux seulement mettre en pratique les choses merveilleuses que tu apprends ici,
you shall be promoted greatly in your town.
Tu seras élevé dans ta ville.
Amen. Number two, manifestation of the anointing of wisdom is honor.
Une deuxième manifestation de la sagesse, c'est l'honneur.
You are being honored.
Tu seras honoré.
It says, and she shall bring thee to honor.
Et elle fera ta gloire.
Proverbs 4, verse 8.
Proverbe 4, 8.
Receive the honor, respect. You'll be respected from today.
Tu seras respecté à partir d'aujourd'hui.
Anyone who is not respected, God is giving you respect through the anointing.
Dieu est en train de te donner le respect au travers de l'onction.
The honor that God gives to me is not because of my family.
L'honneur que Dieu me donne, ce n'est pas à cause de ma famille.
Neither is it because I'm a medical doctor.
Ni parce que je suis médecin.
Yes. Yeah. One time I was on a plane and they asked if there is any doctor on board. Somebody wasn't well.
Une fois j'étais sur, à bord l'avion, on a demandé s'il y a un médecin à bord parce qu'il y avait quelqu'un qui était malade.
When nobody was volunteering, I also left myself, okay, I'm here.
Quand personne ne partait, j'ai finalement dit, ok, me voici, je suis là.
When I finished attending to the patient,
quand j'ai fini de traiter le malade,
I did not even receive thanks, thank yous from the aeroplane.
Même, ils n'ont même pas dit merci.
I thought I would be rewarded with thank you. Rather, they brought me some forms to fill, to sign that if anything happens, I'm the one who did this. I said, ah!
On ne m'a pas remercié. Par contre, ils ont amené une fiche à remplir pour dire que s'il y a quelque chose qui arrive au malade, il fallait que je prenne responsabilité.
I thought that by doing what I've done as a good Samaritan, they will promote me to business class or first class, or they will actually give me, I mean, a bottle of something. I don't know. Because I heard that they would actually do something to say nothing on an airline whose name begins with an S.
C'est une ligne aérienne qui commence avec la lettre S. Ils m'ont rien donné pour remercier ce que j'ai fait. Je croyais qu'il allait me donner quand même une place en business ou en première classe. Rien du tout.
All honor,
toute gloire
that I've experienced in my life is not because of being a doctor. Rather, it is because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit on my life.
Honneur que j'ai reçu, ce n'est pas
you
cause
are being honored by the anointing that is coming on your life.
C'est pas pour à cause de mon métier, mais c'est à cause de l'onction.
Number three,
trois,
happiness.
La joie.
Happiness is a divine manifestation. It's a manifestation of divine anointing of wisdom. Happiness.
La joie, c'est une manifestation de l'onction divine.
Happy is everyone that retaineth her.
Heureux est tous ceux qui la retiennent.
Amen. Happy,
heureux,
is everyone that retaineth that anointing.
Sont tous ceux qui la retiennent.
You will be happy from now.
Tu seras heureux.
Pleasantness is the fourth manifestation of the spirit of wisdom.
Être agréable, c'est la quatrième manifestation d'esprit de
Proverbs
sagesse.
Proverbs 3:17. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness.
Ses voies sont des voies agréables.
Amen. You are going to have a pleasant life from now.
Tu auras une vie plaisante à partir d'aujourd'hui.
Number five.
Cinquième.
Peace.
La paix.
Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
Et tous ses sentiers sont paisibles.
The spirit of wisdom gives you peace.
L'esprit de sagesse te donne la paix.
When you are in debt.
Lorsque tu es endetté.
When you are struggling.
Quand tu te bats.
To pay your debts, you don't have peace.
Quand tu te bats pour payer les dettes,
receive
tu n'as pas
peace
la paix.
From today in Jesus' name.
Reçois la paix au nom de Jésus.
Amen. The next manifestation, treasures.
La manifestation suivante, ce sont les trésors.
Treasures and substance.
Les trésors, la substance.
That I may, Proverbs 8:21, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. And I will fill their treasures.
Pour donner des biens à ceux qui m'aiment et pour remplir leurs trésors.
Listen, a constant manifestation of the spirit of wisdom and of the anointing is treasures.
Une manifestation constante de l'esprit de sagesse, ce sont les trésors.
Do you believe it?
Est-ce que vous le croyez?
Do you believe it?
Est-ce que vous le croyez?
Yeah. Believe it.
Il faut le croire.
Believe it.
Pour le croire.
When you have the wisdom of humility,
quand tu as la sagesse de l'humilité,
you will be a rich man.
Tu seras un homme riche.
Yes. Wisdom of humility.
La sagesse.
You will be rich. You have peace.
De l'humilité, tu seras riche. Amen. Tu auras la paix.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, Africans, even our own umbrella, we don't like to hold it. Somebody has to hold it for you as you are walking.
Vous savez, les Africains n'aiment même pas tenir leur propre parapluie. Il faut que quelqu'un le tienne pour eux.
Hey.
Hey.
So as you are walking, somebody is holding your umbrella like this.
Alors que tu marches, il y a quelqu'un qui te suit avec la parapluie.
When the Prime Minister of England was going out of the house, he was carrying his own boxes.
Quand le Premier ministre de l'Angleterre quittait sa maison, il portait ses propres cartons.
African head of state.
Un chef d'État africain.
Carrying boxes.
Portait des cartons.
Then you don't know Africa.
Tu ne connais pas l'Afrique alors.
You are a visitor to Africa.
Tu viens de visiter l'Afrique.
African president carrying boxes.
Un président, chef d'État africain en train de porter des cartons.
From where?
D'où?
Never.
Jamais.
African pastors.
Pasteurs africains.
Going down themselves to do the building themselves.
Aller eux-mêmes travailler et construire.
Have you heard of such a thing? African pastors.
Tu as déjà entendu une chose pareille? Des pasteurs africains.
But you see Bishop Saki.
Mais il faut voir Bishop Saki ou Bishop Eddie.
They are on the site.
Ils sont sur le site.
Building.
En train de construire.
Building.
En train de construire.
Following masons.
Suivre les maçons.
Casting concrete.
En train de poser le béton.
Yeah. Manifestations of the spirit of wisdom is treasures.
La manifestation de l'esprit de sagesse, ce sont les trésors.
Whilst you are sitting on your armchair in your air-conditioned office, the people are looting and stealing all your things.
Alors que tu
all
as
your treasures are gone.
Ton fauteuil dans le bureau climatisé, les gens sont en train de voler tous les trésors.
Armchair pastors.
Des pasteurs de fauteuil.
Do you know what is an armchair pastor?
Connaissez un pasteur de fauteuil?
An armchair chemist. When I went to medical school, we did chemistry. So the armchair chemist, our lecturer told us that he doesn't want people to be armchair chemists. Armchair chemist is somebody who doesn't do the chemical reactions himself. He sits in the armchair and does the calculation on paper and sits in the chair, but he doesn't actually mix the things.
Un chimiste de fauteuil, c'est quelqu'un qui est sur place, il fait des calculs, mais il ne va jamais dans au laboratoire mélanger lui-même. Les choses.
It's an armchair pastor.
C'est un pasteur de fauteuil.
He doesn't get up to go there practically.
Il ne va pas lui-même pratiquement travailler.
He doesn't go visiting people himself.
Il ne visite pas lui-même.
Stand up. When you were in medical school, did you know me?
Oh yes.
Did I ever visit you?
You came to the medical school. You came into my room. You sat there. You came with Bishop Eddie and another pastor, and you sat there. And you.
I sat where?
I had one armchair, one chair in the room, and I gave it to you to sit down. Bishop Eddie sat on the bed, and the other pastor was standing. You were there with us.
I came to visit you.
You came, and then you left my room with me to visit other medical students. 23, 24 years ago.
Il y a 24 ans de cela, quand j'étais à l'école, l'évêque est venu
jealous.
Me rendre visite.
Don't be jealous if I have medical doctors with me as sons. I have treasures. These are treasures.
Ce sont mes trésors.
I visit myself. Even today, I visit.
Faut pas être jaloux si j'ai des médecins dans mon ministère. Ce sont mes fils. Faut pas être jaloux. Aujourd'hui, jusqu'aujourd'hui, je rends visite.
A few months ago, I was going from room to room in that same school.
Going
from room to room, school, student to student. I go into them, sit with them, talk with them myself, not somebody.
Il y a quelques mois, je visitais dans la même école.
That's why we don't have treasures.
J'allais de chambre en chambre, je visitais. C'est pourquoi vous n'avez pas de trésor.
I don't have any such people in my church. I don't have such a person in my church like the doctors.
The people who are doctors in my church, I didn't know them as doctors. I knew them as students.
Les gens que j'ai dans mon église,
je ne les ai pas connus comme doctors.
Comme médecins, c'était des étudiants.
You like to visit big shots. I visit small shots. I visit the small shots.
C'est toi qui aimes visiter les gros bonnets. Moi, j'aime les petits bonnets.
You are visiting big shots. I'm visiting small shots.
Tu visites les gros bonnets. Moi, je visite les petits bonnets.
You're only visiting carpet sellers and curtain material dealers.
Tu visites seulement ceux qui vendent les tapis, ceux qui vendent les rideaux.
Yeah.
Oui.
Huh? Manifestations of the spirit of wisdom are treasures and substance.
Les manifestations.
Substantial members that I have, they are substantial members, comes from the manifestation of the spirit of wisdom.
Les membres de bien que j'ai viennent d'une manifestation de l'esprit de sagesse.
The art of shepherding.
L'art d'être berger.
People laugh at me when I talk about shepherding. What does it mean to be a shepherd?
Les gens se moquent de moi.
Yeah, this book.
Quand je parle de être berger, comment être berger?
What it means to be a shepherd, to become a shepherd.
Ce que ça signifie de être ou devenir berger.
The art of shepherding.
L'art d'être berger.
And transform your pastoral ministry.
Et transforme ton ministère pastoral.
By prayer, visitation, counseling, and interacting with the. This is what this book is about.
Et ce livre parle de la prière, visiter, conseiller et échanger avec les membres.
Treasures.
Les trésors.
Treasures,
les trésors,
substance,
la substance.
Amen. The ability to lead,
la capacité à diriger,
and to rule,
et de régner,
is a manifestation of this anointing and the spirit of wisdom.
C'est une manifestation de l'onction et l'esprit de sagesse.
Proverbs 8, verse 15.
Proverbe 8, verset 15.
By me, kings reign and princes decree justice.
Par moi, les rois règnent et les princes ordonnent ce qui est juste.
Wow. By me,
par moi,
kings reign.
Les rois règnent.
And princes decree justice.
Et les princes ordonnent ce qui est juste.
You see, you cannot be a reigning king.
Tu ne peux pas
against whom there is no uprising unless you have the spirit and the anointing of wisdom.
Tu ne peux pas être un roi qui règne sans avoir l'esprit de sagesse et l'onction.
Amen. By me, kings reign.
Par moi, les rois règnent.
Yes. Wow.
Wow.
By me, kings reign.
Par moi, les rois règnent.
By the spirit of wisdom.
Par l'esprit de sagesse.
By the spirit of wisdom.
Esprit de sagesse.
By the anointing of wisdom.
Par l'onction de sagesse.
By the spirit of wisdom.
Par l'esprit de sagesse.
You become a leader.
Tu deviens leader.
And under leadership,
sous,
there are two important books.
Le leadership.
The art of leadership.
L'art d'être leader.
And a good general, which is my favorite.
Et le bon général qui est un préféré.
I recommend to you these two books.
Je recommande ces deux livres.
Every leader needs to read. Not put one of these in your toilet every time you go there.
Un leader doit lire, mais un livre dans ta toilette.
Even those who don't stay long in the toilet.
Même ceux qui ne durent pas aux toilettes.
The chapters are so short that
les chapitres sont
courts.
Each
visit to the toilet will be a visit to collect anointing.
Une visite, yes. Toute visite,
each visit
aux toilettes sera une visite de retrouver l'onction ou de la sagesse plutôt.
It will no more be a waste of your time to go to the toilet.
Ça ne serait plus une perte de temps aller aux toilettes.
In fact, you will start desiring to go to the toilet or to have diarrhea so that you keep going to get the anointing each time you go.
Par contre, tu vas chercher à avoir la diarrhée pour pouvoir aller toujours aux toilettes
and those
afin de lire.
Those who, I'm not joking, no.
Je ne plaisante
laughing,
pas.
I'm serious.
Vous riez, mais moi je suis sérieux.
How can you waste time in the toilet?
Comment perdre du temps aux toilettes?
It's a waste of time.
C'est une perte de temps.
This book will never let you waste time in it.
Ce livre ne va jamais
By
te
the
permettre.
Time you leave, you will even be jumping on the stage. The grace of God will be entering you.
Quand tu vas quitter, tu seras en train de sauter parce que la grâce de Dieu est en train d'entrer en ton esprit.
Yeah. Recently, I took my, I'm about to appoint about 105 pastors in my youth church. Yeah. And I decided, they've all qualified and they are all really ready to be pastors and all that. But I decided to do a special test for them. So I told them, I'm going to give an exam on the art of leadership. I told them that we are going to do art of leadership test, special exam.
Il y a 105 pasteurs qui vont sortir de mon église de jeunes.
I think they've even done the exam. Yeah.
Je leur ai dit qu'on va passer un test sur l'art de leadership.
One of them commented, said, this is what daddy does. Each chapter, they said, this is what he does. 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 Yeah. They were surprised because they hadn't read it before. This is what he does. This is what he does. This is what he does. None of these things are theoretical. This is actually what he's doing. They could see that this is what I actually do.
Et quand ils ont lu le livre, ils ont vu que chaque chapitre, ce sont des choses que moi, je fais pratiquement. Ce n'est pas la théorie.
To lead them.
Les conduire.
Yes. I have over 6,000 children in my church.
J'ai plus de 6,000 enfants dans mon église.
Amen.
Amen.
So, this is wisdom. I said, by me, kings reign.
Par moi, les rois règnent.
Kings reign.
Les rois règnent.
You gain control.
Tu gagnes le contrôle. You lead.
One of the chapters says, how to make people obey you when you are not there. Is it, what does it say? How to make people. You know that one.
Obey you gladly.
Yeah. You see, many of us cannot make people do obey you gladly and obey you when you are not there.
Et t'obéir même quand tu n'es pas là.
Because I'm not in Australia, I'm not in Papua New Guinea, I'm not in Fiji, I'm not in Vanuatu, I'm not in Solomon Islands. I've not been there before. And get people to obey me. As I'm preaching, I get messages from Vanuatu.
Il y a des endroits où je n'ai jamais été, mais
on my phone,
gens...
You know Vanuatu?
Est-ce que tu connais Vanuatu?
It's not in the Volta region. It's somewhere.
Ce n'est pas dans la région Volta. Et j'ai des gens là-bas, je n'ai jamais visité, les gens qui m'obéissent.
17 says what? Make people obey you gladly. Make people obey you gladly.
Il faut faire de sorte que les gens t'obéissent.
Happily, excitedly. Excitedly.
Sont excités de le faire.
Excitedly.
Excités.
How to make people obey you when you are there, when you are not there?
Comment faire obéir les gens quand tu es là, quand tu es présent ou pas?
Can't you see in almost every country the citizens are complaining against the president, against the government? Even if they are obeying, it's through grumbling, complaining. They are in the country with complaint. Or it's not like that in your country.
Donc, chez vous, est-ce que les citoyens ne se plaignent pas du gouvernement?
How many experience that in your country?
Dans vos pays, est-ce que les gens se plaignent pas du gouvernement?
People are in the country complaining all the time.
Ils se plaignent toujours.
You have it in Kenya too?
Ça existe au Kenya.
South Africa?
Afrique du Sud.
Hey! Complaints always.
Toujours se plaindre.
It's an art to make people happy. And do even difficult things, and they are happy they are doing the difficult things.
C'est un art de faire aux gens des choses difficiles, et ils le font avec joie.
It's an art. I said, how to make people obey you gladly?
Comment faire obéir avec joie?
By me, kings reign.
Par moi, les rois règnent.
Gladly.
Avec joie.
Gladly.
Avec joie.
Without being angry, irritated.
Sans être en colère ni irrité.
One time somebody was asking some of the children, why do you like this man? So what was he? Is he God? What you see?
Il y a quelqu'un qui demandait, mais pourquoi tu aimes ce gars, cet homme? Est-ce que c'est Dieu?
This person was from a church where they complain all the time about the pastor. So they are not used to being in a church where the people are happy. in the church and they like the pastor, they like all the things that are in the church. They are not used to it.
Donc cette personne, il vient d'une église où il se plaignait toujours du pasteur. Il n'était pas habitué à voir des gens qui aiment leur pasteur.
You must be a leader and a father who can make people obey you, even do difficult things, and it's like they like you and they are excited to see you.
Il faut être capable de, il faut être un leader qui est capable de faire de sorte que les gens obéissent avec joie, même si la chose qu'ils fait, qu'ils font est difficile.
Yes. Bishop Harris is from Liberia.
L'évêque Harris, il est libérien.
Do you know we sent missionaries from Ghana to Zwedru? There's a young man with his family. I sent them from one of the richest areas of Accra to Zwedru, another one to Ganta, another one to Banga. They are there happily.
Est-ce que tu sends them pictures?
Say thank you for sending us to this, the last corner of Liberia. Not if far. Bishop, is it not true? Is it not far away?
Est-ce que c'est pas
very
loin, Ganta et toutes ces
very
villes?
Far from the city.
Very far from the city.
Très loin de la ville.
And Liberia is not as developed as Ghana.
Et le Liberia n'est pas aussi développé que le Ghana.
I sent him to Liberia and far.
Je les ai envoyés depuis Accra, loin à l'intérieur.
Happy.
Ils sont heureux.
Graduates from the university.
Des gens diplômés de l'université.
A country without electricity.
Un pays sans électricité.
Without jobs.
Sans travail.
They're happy.
Ils sont heureux.
By me, kings reign.
Par moi, les rois règnent.
Look at the country.
Regarde le pays.
Not only Ghana, all countries, America, Liberia, Niger, everybody is complaining. The whole country is full of complaints about them.
Dans tous les pays, les citoyens se plaignent du gouvernement.
And where they've been transferred to. Like if you are a policeman, you are transferred to the north, to the south, they will complain.
Si tu travailles pour l'État, tu es transféré, tu vas te plaindre.
It's seen as a sign of hatred.
C'est un signe de haine.
Yes, they don't like me. By me.
Par moi.
Kings reign.
Les rois règnent.
God is giving you supernatural ability to be a leader. Yeah.
Dieu est en train de te donner une capacité surnaturelle de régner.
Supernatural.
Surnaturelle.
Yes. That's why I want you to have these books. No matter if I teach from morning to evening for 20 days, we'll never get far.
Même si je,
that's why I want you to have the books. And I hear they are doing a sale. Buy one, get two books free.
Il y a une sorte, achète un livre, tu auras deux gratuits.
Wow. You are the next good leader to be released.
C'est le prochain bon leader qui sera relâché.
Your church members will be very happy in the church.
Les membres de l'église seront très heureux dans l'église.
You tell them to come from morning to evening, they will still be happy to see you.
Tu les appelleras matin, le soir, ils seront heureux de te voir.
Look at this program we are having. Give thyself wholly.
Regarde le programme, donne-toi tout entier.
From early morning, people are happy to come.
Depuis le matin, tôt le matin, les gens sont heureux de venir.
Is it not fantastic?
C'est fantastique, n'est-ce pas?
You've been here since when?
3 a.m. 3 a.m. 3. I got up around 2 a.m. Drove and came here at 3.
Je suis arrivé à 3 heures du matin.
Wow. Huh?
I was here at 4:30.
4:30.
J'étais là à 4:30.
This is a chartered accountant.
C'est un expert comptable.
A pastor and a chartered. You were here at 4:30.
4:30, Bishop.
Un expert comptable, pastor d'une église, à 4:30.
Make people obey you. Were you angry coming?
I was rather excited that I'm coming to meet my father to talk to him.
Est-ce que tu étais en colère? Non, j'étais content de venir retrouver mon père.
You come here.
Bien.
You were living in England.
Yes, tu étais en Angleterre.
I was in England for 21 years.
J'étais en
21
Angleterre.
Years.
Pendant 21
and
ans.
I happily moved to Uganda.
You happily did what?
Moved to Uganda.
I asked you to go to Uganda.
Yes, you did, Bishop.
When did I ask you to go? I called you. What day?
You called me 28th of December 2014.
Just after Christmas. So that was your Christmas present.
Yes.
C'était juste après Noël que tu m'as appelé.
I was quite happy that it wasn't 25th. Like, I may not be able to eat.
J'étais heureux que ça ne soit pas le 25.
Are you happy that you went to Uganda?
Too happy.
Est-ce que tu es content d'être en Uganda?
Too happy.
Trop même, trop content.
Wow. From England, 21 years. He's living in England, a British citizen.
Il a le passeport.
And he's called to be sent to, is Uganda a rich country or a poor country?
Est-ce que l'Ouganda est un pays riche ou pauvre?
It's a very poor country.
C'est très pauvre.
Why is it poorer than Ghana?
Yes, Bishop.
If
you check their GDP, it's far poorer than Ghana. About half.
Half.
No roads, not much roads, not much water, but we are happy there.
Did you have road? Did you have water in England?
Yes. Oh, I never saw my light going off for 2 minutes for the 21.
Your lights
to go off. Even for 2 minutes for the 21 days. Uganda, as soon as I arrive, within 3 days, my power has gone off.
Les 21 ans que j'ai fait en Angleterre,
within 3 days, the light was off.
Yeah, it's gone off. I mean, when you see power, it's just like you've really prayed hard that morning.
When you see power, light, it means you prayed hard that morning.
Si tu as le courant, l'eau, ça va. Ça veut dire que
we are happy.
Prié.
I'm surprised I didn't go there early.
You are surprised what?
I didn't go to Uganda early.
I should have gone earlier.
J'aurais aimé aller en Uganda plus tôt parce que je suis très
content. Why should you have gone earlier?
There's too much blessings there and rare happiness of life.
Je suis vraiment béni là-bas. Il y a vraiment
clap for
la
Jesus,
vraie
hallelujah.
Joie. Il y a la vraie
happiness
joie là-bas.
Of life.
Ça ne peut pas être comparé à mes 21 ans en Angleterre.
Is it a blessing?
C'est une bénédiction, n'est-ce
pas? Is it a fantastic? By me, kings reign and princes decree justice.
Par
lift
moi,
your hand, everybody, and thank God for the Spirit. Everybody stand to your feet.
Tout le monde
thank
se
God
lève,
for the Spirit of wisdom.
Dis merci à Dieu pour l'esprit de sagesse.
Pray for the spirit of wisdom.
Prie pour l'esprit de sagesse.
spirit of wisdom, Lord.
Pour l'esprit de sagesse, Seigneur.
We give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you may be seated.
Veuillez vous asseoir.
You may be seated.
Hallelujah. Asseyez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.